you in your midst. At this start, can we turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 5? Ephesians, chapter 5, and we'll read a few verses from verses
22-32.
Wives, be subject to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ also is the head of the church, he himself being the Savior of the body.
你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主。因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。
And then verse 26.
26节。
So that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of the water with the word.
要用水借着道，教会洗净，成为圣洁。
That he might present to himself the church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she would be holy and blameless.
可以献给自己，作为荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁，没有瑕疵的。
So husbands, and then verse 28, so husbands ought also to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his own wife loves himself.
28节，丈夫也当照样爱妻子，如同爱自己的身子，爱妻子便是爱自己了。For
no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ also does the church.
从来没有人恨恶自己的身子，总是保养护惜，正像基督待教会一样。Because
we are members of his body.
因我们是他身上的肢体。
For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother, and shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.
为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
This mystery is great, but I am speaking with reference to Christ and the church.
这是极下的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。
Can we bow with a word of prayer?
我们大家一起低头祷告。
Lord, we do thank you for the opportunity to come before thy word. Lord, we ask that you may give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation. Lord, that we may know your purpose. Lord, that you may really reveal your heart to us. Lord, that as we understand your purpose, we may rise up and follow you. Lord, as we see the glory of your purpose, all of the other things will become so dim. So Lord, we commit this time into your hands. Lord, we ask for the speaking, the translating, and the hearing. We ask for the special anointing. Lord, and then you present yourself with us. Lord, you may give us an open heaven. So Lord, we look to you for this time in Jesus' precious name. We pray this in Jesus' name. I'm sure you all know by now what the theme of this retreat is, which is building up the body of Christ.
到现在大家应该都已经知道这个退休会的主题就是要建造基督的身体。
So we would like to use two sessions today and tomorrow to share what the Lord has put in my heart. Today, we'd like to consider, you know, what is the body of Christ and how does it relate to the purpose of God?
今天我们要分享什么是神基督的身体，这与这个本身与神的目的和旨意有什么关系？
And then tomorrow we would like to consider, once we understand what the body of Christ is in relation to the purpose of God, how can we respond, and what is our part?
所以明天我们就要来分享，当我们已经知道了这个基督的身体与神目的旨意的关系的时候，我们自己要怎么样来回应神的呼召？
What is our response to allow the Lord to build His church?
我们怎么样来回应神怎么如何在我们当中建造基督的教会，基督的身体？
Last night our brother shared that to understand what the church is.
昨天晚上跟弟兄分享了，我也要明白教会是什么。
To understand what the body of Christ is.
要明白基督的身体是什么。
It takes revelation.
需要神的启示。
So as we read this portion of the scriptures.
所以当我们念这些圣经经节的时候。
We may have a certain conception of what the church is.
我们肯定可能已经有心中有一个想法，教会应该是怎么样的。
Our brother yesterday asked us to throw away some of our traditional thoughts.
可是昨天晚上同弟兄鼓励我们，应该要丢弃一些以前的传统的想法。
Our thoughts of the church being just a building with a steeple or with a cross on it.
比如说一些想法说这个教会就是一个有带十字架的一个楼。
Or the church is just a bunch of Christians having some good time together.
或者说教会就是那些所有的基督徒聚在一起，你好，我好，有一个快乐的时间。
Because if you read the Bible,
因为如果你念圣经的话
and you see how the Lord Himself talks about the church,
你就看见神怎么样谈论教会。
He did not use the word church very carelessly.
他并不是随随便便的来用教会这一个词。
As a matter of fact, he only used it twice.
事实上他只用过两次。
So the church is something very dear in the heart of God.
所以教会对神的心来说是非常亲密的。
So our prayer is that we may understand what is it that is in the heart of God, and what is his viewpoint of what the church is.
所以我们祷告到底是什么是神心中的教会的意思。
That he may give us a revelation of what the church truly is in his heart.
所以我们能够明白神让我们知道给我们启示给我们到底在他的心目当中教会应该是怎样的。
So we know and we read about the body of Christ.
所以我们知道我们也念了基督的身体。
So I'm sure many of us have already heard that, you know, the church is not just a building.
所以我们当中很多人肯定我想已经听过教会不单单是一个建筑物。
And in our minds, we understand that the church ought to be the body of Christ.
在我们心中我们也是明白教会应该是基督的身体。
And according to Colossians, Christ is the head.
所以根据哥罗西的教导说基督是这个身体的头。
So we can imagine there's this big man.
所以我们就可以想象一下这一个很大个儿的人
and our Lord is the head.
你的神就是
and we are the members of the body.
我们是身肢体
and that is correct.
那是对的
but here we just in the portion of scriptures we just read
但是我们刚才就念的这些圣经当中
it's actually very interesting
其实很有意思
because you see how Paul describes the relationship between Christ the head and the church the body
你看保罗怎么样来描述这个基督这个头元首和身体教会的身体之间的关系。
He used the picture of the husband and the wife.
他用了那个丈夫和妻子的图画。
Saying that's the relationship between Christ the head and the church the body.
你看，那就是基督这个元首和教会这个身体的关系。
Verse 23 we read, for the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ also is the head of the church.
二十三节我们念到说因为丈夫是妻子的头如同教会是基督是教会的头
He himself being the savior of the body.
他又是教会全体的救主
And then it goes on to say
然后接着就说
So that he might sanctify her having cleansed her by the washing of the water with the word.
所以二十六节要用水借着道把教会洗净成为圣洁
And then if you keep on reading verse 30 because we are members of his body.
所以如果你接着念到三十节说因我们是他身上的肢体
So you see the picture of the husband and the wife
所以你就看见那丈夫和妻子的图画
It's used to describe the relationship between Christ and the church
在这里用来描述基督元首和教会身体的关系
So in a way,
所以
in a way they are one
从一个方面来说他们是合一的
In a way they are also two entities
从另外一方面来说，他们又是两个不同的部分。
Just as the husband is the head.
就像说丈夫是头。
And the wife is the heart.
妻子是身体。
So there's a very interesting description here.
所以这里是一个很有趣的描述。
And not only that.
不仅仅。
Paul actually goes a step deeper.
保罗进一步说到。
That we don't just see a relationship between Christ and the church.
我们不单单看见这个基督元首和教会的关系。
But we also see that Christ is going to do a work.
我们也看见基督是要做一个工作。
For there to be this oneness between the head and the body.
为了让有这样一个元首和身体的合一。
For there to be a working relation, right relation between the husband and the wife.
为了说丈夫和妻子有一个正确的关系
The Lord is going to do a work.
神先要做一个工作
And he said, he himself being the savior of the body.
他说
Verse 23.
他说因为、他自己是教会全体的救主
So that he might sanctify her, verse 26, that may sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of the water with the word.
所以他要用水借着道把教会洗净成为圣洁
And he might present to himself the church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she would be holy and blameless.
可以献给自己做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，但是圣洁，没有瑕疵的。
Our brother yesterday said that God only has one work.
昨天晚上我们弟兄说，神只有一个工作。
And the work that he's going to do is exactly this work.
他的工作就是这一个。
That he may present to himself a church in all her glory.
他要把自己，他要把那个荣耀的教会献给自己。
So our prayer is that the Lord may really use this picture to show us what is Christ the head and what is the church the body.
所以我的祷告就是，就是神能够。让我们看见到底什么是神基督这个元首，我们是怎样是一个身体。
Through this picture of the husband and the wife and the relationship between the two.
通过这个丈夫和妻子的图画以及这两者的关系。
And we may understand what is in the heart of God.
我们能够明白神的心意。
So what do I mean?
所以我的意思是什么呢
？So if you go to a bookstore.
如果你去一个书店。
And you see a book that you might be interested in.
你看见一本喜欢的书
Maybe the cover or the title really draws your attention.
可能那个书的封面或者那个题目非常的吸引你的注意力
If you're a young person, you might not go to the bookstore, but you might go to iBooks or the Kindle library and search for a book you may be interested in.
所以现在的一些年轻人可能你不见得去一个书店，但是你会去找找 iBook 啦，或者是 Kindle 啦那些，然后找一本你所喜欢的书
Before you spend your hard-earned dollars on buying this book.
在你真的掏出钱来买这本书的时候
you might want to know, is it worth me spending, you know, X number of dollars to buy this book?
你可能就问自己说，哎，我到底值不值得花这些钱来买这本书呢？
So what you might do is go to the book.
所以你可能就会拿起那本书来。
You might flip the first few pages. You might read the first few pages.
可能翻翻念念前几页。
If you really don't have time to read the book and just want to know what the book is about, you probably go to the end of the book and read what the conclusion is.
如果你实在是没有时间念，但是你想知道这书到底说什么，你可能就翻到书的最后的地方看一看那个结尾是什么。
And then you might pick a few chapters in the middle.
你也可能从当中选出几个章节来。
After you do that,
做完以后呢
？You will know what this book is about.
你就会知道这本书基本上是说什么。
I think iBooks actually sells a demo version with the first few pages of the books as well. But anyway, so. But this is true of the Bible as well.
所以这跟对圣经来说这也是一样的。
If we want to understand what is the Bible about,
说我们想要知道圣经到底是在说什么。
What is it that God wants to reveal to man?
神到底是想要启示给人什么问题
？If you actually flip to the beginning of the Bible,
如果你翻到书的前边
，and then you flip to the end of the Bible,
再翻到后边
，it will tell you a lot about what this book is about.And then finally, if you go to the middle of this book, it will tell you something as well.
然后，如果你翻到这个书的当中，你也会得到一些这样的消息。
Okay, so let's prove it out.
所以我们来证实一下。
So what does the first few chapters of Genesis talk about?
所以，创世纪的前几章说什么呢
？And then we'll look into what are the final chapters of Revelation talk about?
然后我们再来看看启示录的最后几章的时候。
So let's read there. First in Genesis chapter 2.
然后我们来翻到创世纪第二章。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 7.
创世纪第二章第七节。
Then the Lord God formed man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人。
The Lord planted a garden for the east in Eden, and there he placed the man whom he had formed.
耶和华神在东方的伊甸立了一个园子，把所造的人安置在那里。
Out of the ground, the Lord caused to grow every tree that is pleasing to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
耶和华神使各样的树从地里长出来，可以悦人的眼目，其上的果子好做食物。
Now a river flowed out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it divided and became four rivers.
园子当中又有生命树和分别善恶的树，有河从伊甸流出来滋润那园子，从那里分为四道。
The name of the first is Pishon. It flows around the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold.
第一道名叫比逊，就是环绕帕菲拉全地的，在那里有金子。
The gold of the land is good, the bdellium and the onyx stone are there.
并且那地的金子是好的，在那里有珍珠和红玛瑙。
Verse 15, Then the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to cultivate it and keep it going.
第十五节，耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守。
The Lord commanded the man, saying, From any tree of the garden you may eat freely, but from the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat from it you will surely die.
耶和华神吩咐他说，园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
Then the Lord God said, It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him.
耶和华神说，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。
Out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the sky, and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called the living creature, that was its name.
耶和华神用土所造的野地各样走兽和空中各样飞鸟都带到那人面前，看他叫什么。那人怎样叫各样的活物，那就是他的名字。
The man gave names to all the cattle and to the birds of the sky and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, it was not found a helper suitable for him.
那人便给一切牲畜和空中飞鸟、野地走兽都起了名，只是那人没有遇见配偶帮助他。
So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh at that place.
耶和华神使他沉睡，他就睡了，于是取下他的一条肋骨，又把肉合起来。
The Lord God fashioned into a woman the rib which she had taken from the man and brought her to the man.
耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨造成一个女人，领她到那人跟前。
The man said, This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man.
那人说，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称她为女人，因为她是从男人身上取出来的。
For this reason, a man shall leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.
因此，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
Please remember that this verse was also quoted by Paul in the previous portion we read.
请记住，这一节的圣经也是我们刚刚所念的保罗在新约里面写的。
So just hold that thought. So what is the picture that we see in Genesis chapter 2?
那我们在创世纪第二章所看见的是怎样的一幅图画呢？
We find the Garden of Eden.
我们看见伊甸园。
In this Garden of Eden, there is a river that supplies the life for everything in that garden.
在伊甸园里有一条河，能够滋润所有这个园子里面的生命。
There we find gold, bdellium. Precious stone.
我们看见有金子、珍珠和红玛瑙，
Then you find the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
我们看见有生命树和分别善恶树。
And then you find the beautiful story of how God brought Eve to Adam.
你又看见神怎样啊把这个夏娃带到亚当面前的那个美丽的图画。
You saw the first marriage in the history of mankind.
你看见人类历史上第一个婚礼。
So this is what you find in the book of Genesis.
所以这就是你在创世纪里面看见的。
How about the book of Revelation?
那我们来看启示录怎么样呢？
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 21.
我们翻到启示录21章。
Revelation is the conclusion of the worship pattern.What is the final result of the work of God through history?
历史上神所有工作的总结是什么呢？
Here you have it.
这里就有了。
Revelation 21 verse 1. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there is no longer any sea.
启示录21章第一节。我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。
And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband.
我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷，由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
Verse 9.And one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls of the seven last plagues came and spoke with me, saying, Come here, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb.
拿着七个金碗，盛满末后七灾的七位天使中，有一位来对我说，你到这里来，我要将心腹，就是羔羊的妻，指给你看。
And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God.
我被圣灵感动，天使就带我到一座高大的山，将那有神那里从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷指示我。
Having the glory of God,
城中有神的荣耀。
Her brilliance was like a very costly stone, as a stone of crystal clear jasper.
城的光辉如同极贵的宝石，好像碧玉凝如水晶。
And verse 13.There were three gates on the east, and three gates on the north, and three gates on the south, and three gates on the west.
十三节，东边有三门，北边有三门，南边有三门，西边有三门。
And the wall of the city had 12 foundation stones, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb.
城墙有十二根基，根基上有羔羊十二使徒的名字。
Verse 18. The material of the wall was jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass.
墙是碧玉造的，城是金金的，如同明镜的玻璃。
The foundation stones of the city were adorned with every kind of precious stone. The first foundation stone was jasper.
城墙的根基是用各样宝石修饰的，第一根基是碧玉。
And verse 21. And the 12 gates were called pearls.Each one of the gates was a single pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass.
二十一节，十二个门是十二颗珍珠，每门是一颗珍珠。城内的街道是金金，好像明透的玻璃。
I saw no temple in it, for the God, Lord of God, the Almighty, and the Lamb are its temples.
我未见城内有殿，因主神、全能者和羔羊为城的殿。
And then verse chapter 22, verse 1.
第二十二章第一节。
Then he showed me a river of the water of life, clear as crystal, coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb.
天使又指示我在城内街道当中一道生命水的河，明亮如水晶，从神的羔羊的宝座流出来。
In the middle of the street, on either side of the river, was a tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month.And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations.
在河这边与那边有生命树，结十二样果子，每月都结果子。树上的叶子乃为医治万民。
And it goes on and on.
然后又接下去。
So you see what we find in the book of Genesis. We also find in the book of Revelation. Remember how we saw there was a river of life? There's a river in the Garden of Eden. In Revelation, we see a river of life. In Genesis, we saw the tree of life. In Revelation, we also see the tree of life. Remember, in Genesis, we saw there was the bdellium, the gold, bdellium, and onyx. And then bdellium is nothing but pearls, and onyx is nothing but precious stones.
珍珠和那个玛瑙也就是那些值钱的宝石。
But in Revelation, you not just see these things.
是在启示录当中，你不仅仅看见这些东西。
You actually see a whole city made up of these materials.
你看见一个整个城都是用这些宝石做成。
That city is, you see, made of gold.
你看见那城是由金子做的。
Not just gold, but clear gold.
不仅仅是金子，是晶晶明透的金子。
It has 12 precious foundation stones.
有十二个根基的宝石。
Speaks of the 12 apostles.
来说那个十二个使徒。
It has 12 gates made of pearl.
然后有用珍珠做成的十二个门。
So now you see this whole city is made of these materials.
所以你看，这整个的城市都是用这些材料做成的。
Not only that, the angel said, "Let me show you the bride."
不仅仅是这样，那个天使还对他说，来，让我来给你看心腹。
And in earlier chapters in Revelation, speaks about blessed are those who are invited to the marriage feast of the Lamb.
在启示录前面的几节的时候，曾经说到过说，那些被邀请参加羔羊婚宴的人有福了。
So in Genesis, you saw the first marriage.
所以在创世纪的时候，你看见第一个婚礼。
In Revelation, you see the last marriage.
在启示录，你看见最后一个婚礼。
The marriage feast of the Lamb.
所以羔羊的婚礼。
So you see what's in Genesis?
所以你在创世纪看见的。
It is a picture of the what God wanted to do.
就是一个神想要做的一个小小的图画。
The picture was just a small shadow of the reality.
这个图画只是现实的一个小小的影子。
In Revelation, you see the purpose of God in all its glory.
然后在启示录当中的时候，你就看见了神完全的荣耀。
The final result of the work of God.
神工作的最后的结局。
So if you ask anyone that reads this part of Revelation,
所以你问任何人念这部分启示录这一部分的人，
What is this city about?
这个城市是有关什么呢？
I think we all agree that this is the picture of heaven.
我们都能够同意说这是天堂的样式。
That God is there, God is dwelling among men.
神在那里，神与人同住。
You see the brilliance of the streets.
你看见这个街道的辉煌。
You see that the whole city is like a huge diamond.
你看这个城就像一个极大的钻石。
And then it has the river of life.
然后又有生命的河。
And there is the tree of life that is supported by this river of life.
然后这个生命树有这生命河来支持。
It has the fruit that provides healing, leaves that provides healing, and fruit that provides food for the nations.
那个树的叶子能够来医治，然后树的果子能够让整个国度的人来吃。
This is nothing but heaven.
这除了天堂以外，不是别的。
So what is it that we see in the book of Genesis?
所以我们在创世纪里面看见什么呢？
Why is it that God created this world?
为什么神创造了这个世界？
Why is it that God created this universe?
神为什么创造了这个宇宙？
Why is it that God created man?
神为什么创造了人？
And from book of Revelation, you know why God did this.
从启示录你就可以看见神为什么做这些。
In eternity past, there was a wonderful relationship between God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
所以在永恒的国度当中，你看见那个圣父、圣子、圣灵的永恒的关系。
There was a perfect unity.
有一个完全的合一。
Perfect love.
完全的爱。
perfect oneness.
完全的一.
Actually, if it stayed that way, it would have been wonderful, right?
如果这个就一直是这样的话，那就很棒了，很好了。
But God, the Bible tells us that God is love.
可是圣经告诉我们说神是爱。
In His own wisdom,
在他自己的智慧当中,
He felt that He wanted to share His glory.
他想要把自己的荣耀别人分享。
He wanted to share the glory of His Son with man.
他要把他自己儿子的荣耀给人来分享。
Well, do you remember what God said about Adam?
所以你记得, 神怎么样说亚当吗?
It is not good for Adam to be alone.
说那人独居不好。
I will create a helpmate for him.
我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。
So we also see as if God said,
所以我们也看见好像神是在说,
It is not good for my son to be alone.
所以, 我儿子独居不好。
I want to create a helpmate for him.
我要为他造一个配偶来帮助他。
So you remember the story of how God created Adam?
所以你记得神怎么样造了亚当的那个故事。
And then, interesting enough,
很有趣的,
God didn't tell Adam, Hey Adam, you're alone.
神没有告诉亚当说, 哎,你就一个人吗?
But what God did was He brought many animals before Adam.
所以神做的就是他把很多的动物带到亚当的面前,
and asked him to name them.
让他去给自己名字。
So he brought the giraffe.
所以他把长颈鹿带过来。
Adam said, Oh, that's a giraffe.
然后亚当就说，哦，这是长颈鹿。
And then he brought the hippopotamus.
然后他又把河马犀牛带过来。
And then he named the hippopotamus.
他就把起名叫河马犀牛。
And then maybe the orangutan came before Adam.
也许那个
And then Adam thought, wow, that animal looks kind of like me. But not quite. So what did Adam say after all these animals were brought before him?
所以亚当当这些动物都被带到他面前来以后，亚当说什么呢？Adam
said, felt there was no suitable helpmate for himself.
就是其实没有称我心意的配偶。So
what did God do?
所以神做了什么呢？
So God put him to sleep.
神就让他沉睡。And
then took something out of the side of Adam's rib.
所以就取了他身体里面的一个肋骨。And
then formed Eve out of it.
然后把它做成夏娃的样式。
And then he brought Eve before Adam.
然后他把夏娃带到亚当的面前。
And then Adam said,
然后亚当说,
And now, she is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh.
啊,这是我骨中的骨,肉中的肉。
All the other ones were not.
其他的都不是。
But this one is it.
我这个就对了。
So a lesson for young people that are still looking for the better half. The Lord will bring many animals to our bring many people to So make sure you keep your eyes open. And be careful who you
marry.
The Lord has the right one for you. That you won't be able to say bone and bone and flesh and flesh. So anyway, that's an aside. But you see this story, wonderful story. But God also said, It is not good for my son to be alone. I will find him a suitable help. So when God created man, He wanted man to be His son's helpmate. So God made every provision for this to happen. But God gave man a choice. He could eat of the tree of life. Or he could eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We all know what happened. A great tragedy. That man chose to be rebel.
人选择了
Man chose independence.
人选择了独立
And the work of God was put at a pause.
神的工作被暂停
So when God created this earth,
所以当神创造这个
when he created the Garden of Eden,
他创造了伊甸园
if at that time, if someone is going to ask, what is heaven like?
在这个时候，如果有人要问天堂是什么样子的
，All they had to do was go take a look at the Garden of Eden.
他们只要看一下伊甸园就行了。
Full of life.
充满了生命。
Actually, this time when I came to Seattle.
事实上，我这个时候来到西雅图。
I thought, wow, Seattle does remind you a little bit of heaven.
我觉得哇，西雅图好像让你能够感受到一点天堂。
Full of life.
充满了生命。
Our brother said, "This Mount Rainier."
弟兄告诉我这个Mount Rainier.
And I'm sure there are probably rivers and lakes.
还有湖啦，河啦。
And I'm sure all of you think that, oh, Seattle actually should remind you of heaven.
我想你们大家可能也都同意啊，真的西雅图能够让我们感受到一下天堂的滋味。
So in the beginning, there was this wonderful.Relationship in heaven.
所以开始的时候，在天堂上有这样一个美好的关系。
But God, and because He was love, He wanted to share us.
可是因为神是爱，他想要与我们分享。
So He created this beautiful earth.
所以他创造了这个美丽的地球。
He created the Garden of
Eden. 他创造了伊甸园。
He wanted man to reflect what was heaven.
他想要用神来彰显天堂上的。
The heaven doesn't just need to be in heaven, but heaven could be heaven on earth.
天堂不见得只需要只在天上，也可以天堂在人间。
So this was the purpose of God.
所以这就是神的目的。
So God placed man in the world.
所以神把人放在这个地球上。
So the desire was that earth would be a reflection of heaven.
所以这盼望就是说，这地球世界能够成为天堂的一个彰显和反应。
I'm sure you've all seen the beautiful scenic pictures where you have a perfectly still lake and how it reflects what's above.
所以我想你们都曾经有过这样的经验，看见一个平静的水面，平静如镜子的水面，然后那水面就会能够反映出天上的样子。
Like a mirror reflecting what heaven is.
就像一个镜子反映出来天上的样子。
So when God created the Garden of Eden.
所以神创造伊甸园的时候。
The purpose was to share what is heaven.
这目的就是要来分享天堂是什么。
But unfortunately,
很可惜的是
man sinned.
人罪
犯罪。Not only did the relationship between man and God was broken.
不仅仅说神和人的关系遭到了破坏。
And man was taken out of the Garden of Eden.
人也被赶出伊甸园。
And you know, from that time on. The ground was cursed.
你知道，从那个时候开始，地就受了咒诅。
But thank the Lord, even after all of this, Seattle is still very beautiful.
即使这些事情发生以后，西雅图还是很美丽。
But remember that the purpose of God never changed.
但是记得，神的目的永不改变。
The purpose of God is that earth can reflect heaven.
神的目的就是。这个地球能够反映天堂。
But not only that, he also said, "It is not good for my son to be alone."
不仅如此，他也说了，我的儿子独居不好。
And the work that he was going to do,
他所要做的工
was that one day he could bring the bride before the son.
就是有一天他能够把新娘新妇带到他儿子的面前。
And he could say, "This is the bone of my bone and the flesh of my flesh."
以致他可以说啊，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
That perfect union between the man and the bride.
那一个完美的羔羊和新妇的结合。
That is heaven.
那是天堂。
That's what we see in the book of Revelation.
那是我们在启示录章当中所看见的。
You see the river of life.
你看见生命的河。
You see the tree of life.
你看见生命树。
Which is our Lord Himself.
就是我们的主自己。
You see the glory of that life.
你看见那生命的荣耀。
We'll come back to that.
我们等会儿再回到这一点。
So we come back to man's sin.
所以我们再回到说人犯了罪。
As if the work of God was interrupted.
就好像神的工作受了阻挠。
So throughout the Old Testament.
所以整个的旧约圣经。
The Lord God was doing a work of preparation.
神是在做预备的工作。
He wanted to do a work of restoration.
他想要做一个 复兴的工作。
And remember, our brother shared yesterday, the work of God, not even Hades can prevail against it.
记得我们弟兄昨天晚上所分享的，神的工作，即便地狱都不能够阻挠。
So God started the work of restoration.
所以神开始了复兴的工作。
And prepared.For his son to come into this world. So, for hundreds of years, if you ask people, what is heaven? They'll say, I don't know. Right? But then, just like today, if you ask people, what is heaven? They'll say, well, I guess it's a pretty nice place.
所以就像今天如果你问随便问一个人说天堂是什么他们可能会说哦，我想就是一个很不错的地方吧
It's somewhere out in the clouds
可能就是在云上的什么地方
Maybe we'll play a little bit of part
也许我们与他们谈一点抒情了
I don't know
不知道大概就那样吧
So people lost touch with God
所以人真的是已经跟神失去了联络
And the relationship man and God was broken
神与人的关系已经破碎
Don't even think about talkingOf a relationship between a man and a woman, or you know, the relationship between Adam and Eve.
So you 根本就不用想啊，来讲那个啊亚当和夏娃，人男人和女人的关系。
There was such a distance between man and God.
啊，人和神有这么远的关系，有这么远的距离。
Thank the Lord.
所以感谢主。
That in history.
在历史上。
In the Gospel of John.
在啊约翰福音当中。
We read how in the beginning was the word.
我们念到说起初有道
And the word was with God
道与神同在
And the word was God
道就是神
It referred to the Lord himself
他就是指神自己
And then John also says
然后约翰又说
No one knows who God is
没有人认识神
No one knows who God is
没有人认识
No one knew what heaven was
没有人知道天堂是什么
But thank the Lord
感谢主
The one who's in the bosom of the Father
就是那在父怀中的爱子
Our Lord Jesus.
我们的主耶稣基督
He has explained it.
他把自己解释出来
So in John chapter 1 it also says, and the word became flesh.
所以在约翰福音第一章就说了这个道成肉身
And the word dwelt among us.
住在我们当中
And we beheld his glory.
我彰显神的那个荣耀
Glory is of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
所以那个神荣耀是从神那里来的，丰丰满满的住在他的中间，彰显神。
When the Lord came to this world，
所以当神来到这个世界的时候
，People were so drawn to him。
人被吸引。
In this world, it's like heaven。
在这世界上就是像地狱一样。
But something was different about this man。
可是这个人有所不同。
So John and Andrew, who actually they were disciples of John the Baptist。
所以啊，约翰和安德烈原来是这个施洗约翰的门徒。
When they saw the Lord，
对，当他们看见主的时候
，They naturally just said， Lord， where are you staying？ We want to follow you。
他们就不由自主地说，哎呦主啊，你在哪里住？我们想要跟随你。
There was something different about him。
所以主耶稣身上有一些不同的、不同一般的东西。
As if for the first time， mankind started to understand， this is heaven。
好像。第一次人类开始明白哦，这是天堂。
He is full of love.
他是满了慈爱。
Full of compassion.
充满了同情心。
Think about it. He would heal those who were sick throughout the whole night.
你想想看，他会一整夜的时间来医治那些有病的人。
Oh, how he loved them.
他多么的爱人。
He came into this world.
来到这个世上。
And we beheld his glory.
我们看见他的。
John said, "We beheld his glory."
约翰说，我们看见他的荣耀。
This is the Son of God.
这是神的儿子。
And of course, later others as well. Peter discovered, "You are the Christ."
当然，其他人以后，约翰也认识到说，你是基督。
There was a revelation of who the Lord is.
有一个启示来说，这个主是谁。
So he came into this world.
所以他来到这个世界。
To restore the world.
来修复这个工作。
So we know he walked on this earth 33 years and a half.
所以我们知道耶稣在这世上33年半的时间。
And many were touched by him.
许许多多的人被他摸到。
But then when he come back to A portion of scriptures our brother read yesterday.
然后我们要回到昨天啊，我们弟兄念的一段经节。
And that is in Matthew chapter 16.
在马太福音十六章。
It's the story of Caesarea Philippi.
那是腓立比的故事，马太福音十六章，在撒利亚腓立比的故事。
Matthew chapter 16 and verse 13.
马太福音十六章。
So we had mentioned that ever since man fell, God started the work of restoration.
So we have mentioned that ever since man fell, God started the work of restoration.
So God sent His Son into this world. Even though this world rejected Him, but God so loved the world. So what was it that the Lord was going to do? So we read, we read in Matthew 16, verse 13. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he was asking his disciples, who do people say that the Son of Man is?
耶稣到了凯撒利亚腓立比的境内，就问门徒说：“人说我人子是谁？”
And we know, later on there was a story, between the battle between the Lord and Peter that our brother read yesterday.
然后我们就知道昨天啊，弟兄已经念过了这个关耶稣和他的门徒彼得的啊对一段对话。
So why did the Lord bring the disciples to Caesarea Philippi?
所以为什么要耶稣要把他的门徒们带到凯撒利亚腓立比？
Our brother already mentioned that this is in the north of Israel. Actually, it's at the foot of Mount Hermon. And Mount Hermon is the highest mountain of that area. Now, what was so significant about this place, Caesarea Philippi? Actually, if you go and visit this place today, you will see there's this huge rock there. And in the midst of this rock, you will see a cave. And people will tell you, many, many years ago, this rock used to be complete. But there was an event in history, probably a big earthquake, that cleft this rock. So if you look at, if you go to Caesarea Philippi today, you'll see out of this rock comes flowing water. And geologists will tell you there's actually a lot of springs underneath that rock. At one point, and the springs collect the water that comes from the top of Mount Hermon. Actually, if you go and see the top of Mount Hermon, most of the time through the year it's snow capped.
对，如果你去看的话，这个在黑蒙山的山顶上常常是终年积雪。
I think I've seen Mount Rainier like that too, right?
我看那个 Mount Rainier 好像也是。
So what happens is, as the year goes by, the snow melts.
所以当一年一年过去的时候，那上面的雪融化下来。
The water slowly flows into these springs.
水就流到一些泉源当中。
At one point, these springs were underground.
所以很多的时候，那个泉源是在地底下的。
But then one day there was a big earthquake.
但是有一天，当大地震发生的时候
，and cleft this rock.
啊，裂开了这个岩石。
And out of that rock came forth this trickle of water.
所以这岩石当中就流出水来。
So if you know, this is actually the fountainhead of the River of Jordan.
所以如果你知道，这就是约旦河的。
And you know the River Jordan is the lifeline of the land of Israel.
So you know the River Jordan is the lifeline of the land of Israel.
So you can imagine Israel being like this really long shaped country.
所以记得以色列是这样一个长长的一个。
And at the northern tip, you will find Mount Hermon.
在北边就是黑蒙山。
You'll find Caesarea Philippi.
看见凯撒利亚菲利比。
And this cleft rock.
然后那一个裂开的磐石。
And from there, the water starts to flow.
从那里水就流下来，往南流。
And the further south it goes, the faster and the more voluminous that river becomes.
所以越往南流的时候，水就流得越快，水量也越大。
And then you will, and then at one point it becomes the Sea of Galilee.
然后在某一个时候的时候，就变成了那个加利利海。
If you go to Sea of Galilee today, you can.
如果你今天去看加利利海。
You can go there and fish.
你可以去钓鱼。
It's like a huge lake, but it's called the Sea of Galilee.
那加利利海是一个很大很大的湖
and then it keeps on flowing,
然后它就接着流
all the way down,
再往南流下来
all the way to the Dead Sea,
一直流到死海
So the Dead Sea is called the Dead Sea is because there's no living thing in the Dead Sea.
那死海之所以称为死海是因为那里边没有任何的生物
It's actually the lowest point on Earth.
那其实是全世界当中最低的
And the reason is the Dead Sea.
那成为死海的原因
is because the water keeps on flowing into it.
因为水都流到那地方
But it has no outlet.
可是没有出处
So everything goes in there.
所以所有的东西都流到那儿
So it's called the Dead Sea. We'll come back to that.
所以就叫做死海的地方再回到这点上
So you see, Caesarea Philippi is the fountainhead of the River Jordan.
所以你就看见凯撒利亚的腓立比是约旦河的源头
So that water becomes the lifeline of the whole land of Israel.
那个水就成为以色列全地的生命泉源
And the further closer to the fountainhead,
所以你越是靠近这个泉源的出口
the cleaner the water.So that's why our brother said, that's why the Lord brought him to the fountainhead.
所以我们啊，弟兄告诉你们说，为什么他耶稣把门徒们带到那里
？Where the water is clear.
在那里水最洁净。
It speaks of the Lord wanting to reveal His purpose.
所以这就是说到啊，我们的主要向他的门徒启示。
But do you get this picture?
所以你有没有看见这幅图画
？The Lord said, upon this rock.
所以主说，在这个岩石上。
So whether you say it's upon the fact that God revealed the Christ to Peter.
所以不管你是想说这是啊基于这个耶稣把启示向彰显给彼得的启示实上。
Or whether you refer to this cleft rock.
或者你是指这个真正的裂开的磐石。
So upon this rock I will build my church.
在这磐石上我要建造我的教会。
So what does that speak of?
所以那是说的什么呢
？That speaks about how our Lord was that rock.
那是说我们的主就是那个岩石。
How one day God struck him.
所以有一天神击打那个岩石。
And from him came forth a river of living water.
然后从那里就流出生命水。
So let's read in John chapter 19.
所以我们来念约翰福音十九章。
John chapter 19.
约翰福音十九章。
So that the body would not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, ask Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away.
犹太人因这日是预备日，又因那安息日是个大日，就求比拉多叫人打断他们的腿，把他们拿去，免得失手当安息日留在十字架上。于是兵来把头一个人的腿并耶稣同第二人的腿都打断了。
So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first man and the other who was crucified with him.
我今天来之前。
But coming to Jesus, when they saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs.
只是来到耶稣那里，见他已经死了，就不打断他的腿。
But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water came out.
唯有一个兵拿枪扎他的肋旁，随即有血和水流出来。
So the picture we see here is of our Lord dying on the cross.
所以我们在这里所看见的图画就是我们的主在十字架上。
And he was made sin for our sake.
他为我们的缘故成为有罪的。
And because of that, God struck him.
因为那个缘故，神击打他。
And crushed him.
压碎他。
And what happened here?
这里发生了什么呢？
When the Lord died on the cross.
当主在十字架上受死的时候。
When they saw that he had already died.
他们看见他已经死了。
The soldiers pierced his side with a spear.
这兵丁就用枪刺他的肋旁。
Immediately came out blood and water.
随即就有血和水涌出来。
Do you remember in Genesis?
你们记得在创世纪
？That God put Adam to sleep.
神把亚当沉睡。
And then took something out of his side.
从他的肋旁取出。
And from that, he formed Eve.
用那个来造成了夏娃。
Here you see a similar picture.
现在你看见一个类似的情景。
But the difference was there was sin in the world.
但是区别就是现在世上有罪。
When God put Adam to sleep,
当神把亚当让他沉睡的时候
and took something out of his side,
从他的肋旁取出肋骨的时候
it was the most peaceful thing,
那是非常的平静
because there was no sin,
因为那时候没有罪。
But the picture that we see here,
可是我们现在看见的图画
when the Lord died on the cross,
当神在十字架上受死
he was crushed for our iniquities.
So,
because of that,
因为那个,
they say that when the spear was put into his side,
所以当枪被刺进他的肋旁的时候,
it is likely that that spear went through our Lord's heart.
所以很可能这个枪就刺穿了他的心脏。
And then on the outside of the heart, there is a layer of water.
所以在心脏的外膜就有一包的液体。
So, because he loved you and I,
所以因为他爱我们
he was crushed.
他被压伤
But, and we who were his enemies,
但是我们这些是他的
our sins put him on the cross.
我们的罪把他放到十字架上
And yet, the way the Lord responded,
但是神所反应的方式
was that there was blood and water that came forth from his side.
他有水和血从他的肋旁流出来
Blood was necessary because of our sins.
水和血是必要的，因为我们的罪。
Because of the blood, our sins have been forgiven.
因为我们的因为有血，我们的罪得以赦免。
But not only that.
但是不仅仅。
Out of his side also came forth water.
他的肋旁也流出水来。
Water speaks of life.
水象征生命。
Speaks of provision.
象征供应。
So what is the picture that we see here?
所以我们在这里看见的是怎么样的一个图画呢
？In Genesis, God put Adam to sleep.
在创世纪，神让亚当睡觉，然后造成夏娃。
But here, the Lord also put His own Son to sleep.
在这里呢，主也让他自己的儿子。
It is not good for my son to be alone.
我的儿子独居不好。
But it was a much tougher thing that God had to do.
可是。这个时刻，神要所做的事情是一个难得多的事情。
In order for him to form a helpmate for his son,
让他能够为他的儿子选择一个合适的配偶。
He had to crush him.
他必须要先把他压死。
Because of our sin.
因为我们有罪。
But thank the Lord.
可是感谢主。
He put his son to sleep.
他让他的儿子沉睡。
Because of that,
因为那个,
we have hope.
我们的希望,
out of his side,
从他的那旁,
the Lord was able to form his helpmate.
神能够成就为他的独生孩子找到适合的配偶.
Lord paid a great price.
神为我们付了一个极重的代价。
Big price.
极重的代价。
So on the day of Pentecost.
所以在五旬节的时候。
And I'm sure we're all familiar with that story.
我想我们大家都对那个故事很熟悉。
We often focus on the fact that on the day of Pentecost, it was a glorious thing that happened.
我们的注意力常常是集中在五旬节的时候，有非常荣耀的事情发生。
Peter tells us that the Lord poured forth His Spirit.
就告诉我们说，神把他的灵大大的浇灌下来。
But it was more than that, brothers and sisters.
可是比这其实弟兄姐妹们内容比这多得多。
It is just like that picture of Mount Hermon.
就是其实就是像那个耶门山的那个图画。
Our Lord ascended into heaven.
我们的主升到。
High above all.
那么高。
In all His glory.
高出所有的一切，带着全部的荣耀。
But He poured forth His Spirit.
但是他把自己的灵倒出来。
He poured forth His life.
还倾倒出自己的生命。
It's like that river of living water.
就像那个生命的水。
That came forth from Mount Hermon.
从黑山
流下
来，然后流出来。
And that life became the lifeline.
那生命成为了生命的泉源。
Of the church.
是为所有的教会成为生命的。
That is the foundation of the life of the church.
那就是教会生命的根基。
So the Lord said, "Upon this rock I will build my church."
所以主说，在这岩石上，我要造建造我的教会。
Upon this tough rock,
在这裂开的岩石上。
When our Lord was crushed,
当我们的主被压碎的时候。
Out of His side came forth life.
从他的肋旁流出血和
生命。Life abundant.
生活丰盛的生命。
So how did Paul describe it?
所以保罗是怎样来描述这个？
First Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多前书第五章。
Chapter 12.
第十二章，哥林多前书第十二章。
First Corinthians 12, verse 13.
哥林多前书十二章第十三节。
For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit.
我们不拘是犹太人，是希腊人，是唯独的是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。
So on the day of Pentecost,
所以在五旬节的那一天
，The Lord poured forth His life.
神把他的生命浇灌下来。
There were 120 individuals in that upper room.
在那个楼上的房间里面有120个人。
They were 120 individuals before that life was given.
在那个生命交换下来之前，有120个人。
But after he poured forth his life,
所以当他把这个生命交换下来
，Paul tells us we were all baptized into one body.
保罗告诉我们，我们都变成了一个身体。
They were baptized. They were made into 120 members of one body.
他们就成为了一个身体当中的120个肢体。
It was that one common life.
有一个共同的生命。
And then it also says.We were all made to drink of one spirit.
我们都饮于一位圣灵。
So there is a song that we know, we probably know very well from this song.
有一首歌，我们可能大家都蛮听到的。
And that's the song As a Deer. It's in Psalm 42.
就是我们大家会唱的，在这个诗篇四十二篇，如露可慕溪水。诗篇四十二篇。
Psalm 42. It says, As the deer pants for the water brooks, so my soul pants for you, O God.
神啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。
My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?
我的心渴想神，就是永生神。我几时得朝见神呢？
And then verse 6. Oh my God, my soul is in despair within me. Therefore I remember you from the land of the Jordan and the peaks of Hermon from Mount Mizar.
我的神啊，我的心在我里面忧闷， 所以我从约旦地，从黑门岭，从以撒山纪念你。
Deep calls the deep at the sound of your waterfall. All your breakers and your waves have rolled over me.
你的瀑布发声，深渊就与深渊响应。你的波浪洪涛漫过我身。
Here you see the picture of a deer.
你看见这里有一个鹿的图画。
And he is in the land of Jordan, as described here.
他在约旦地，就像这里描述的。
And it's very likely he's in the River Jordan itself.
很可能他就在约旦河这个地方。
When it's so hot.
当天气很炎热的时候。
The deer will pant after a cool drink of water.
所以鹿就会渴慕那个清凉的溪水。
But not only that,
但不仅如此,
we keep, and it also says that the deer remembers the peace of Hermon.
这也说到这鹿记得黑门岭。
So he's looking forward to that water from Hermon.
所以他是非常的渴慕那个水。
And then verse 7 it says, Deep calls to deep at the sound of your waterfall. All your breakers and your waves have rolled over me.
在第七节当中就说到，你的瀑布发声，深渊就与深渊响应，你的波浪洪涛漫过我身。
So you see this picture of a deer.
所以你看见这个鹿的图画。
He not only is drinking from that water.
它不仅仅是在水里饮水。
But also talks about the waves of that water covering him.
而且也讲到那个水的波浪洪涛漫过他的身。
You know why that's so important?
其实为什么那么重要吗
？Because The deer gives off a scent.
因为这鹿给出一个味气味来。
And its enemies can find it from the scent.
然后呢，那个它的敌人就会从这个气味当中来找到。
So it's also looking for this water to cover over him.
所以它也是盼望那个波浪洪涛会来漫过它。
To cover him so that that scent no longer is detectable by its enemies.
漫过它，以至于那个它的气味就不会被它的敌人所闻。
So do you see the picture?
所以你看见这图画吗
？We drink of the water.
我们喝着水。
But this water also pours over us.
这水也倾倒在我们。
So what did Paul say?
所以保罗说的是什么呢
？We were baptized into one body.
我们都被圣灵受洗，成为第一个同一个身体。那身体就丰满的
power
当中有能力。
We were all baptized.
我们都受洗。
The water over us.
水漫过我们。
But in verse 13 of 1 Corinthians 12, it also says.And we were all made to drink of the Spirit.
然后在哥林多前书十二章十三节当中又说到，我们都来饮于同一个圣灵。
What is this picture of?
这句图画是说什么
？Do you remember in John chapter 4 when the Lord was talking to the Samaritan woman?
你们记得在约翰福音第四章当中，主在跟那个撒玛利亚妇人谈话的时候
？He said, "If you drink of this water, you shall thirst again."
他说，如果你饮这个水，就会永远不渴。
But if you drink the water that I will give you,
如果你饮这个水，你就还会渴。但是如果你饮我所赐给你的水，
Let me be exact.
让我来，我们来翻到那里，比准确的，确定一下。
4:14, John 4:14.
约翰福音四章十四节。
But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst.But the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water, spring up to eternal life.
人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
So what is this picture of?
所以这个图画是什么
？Do you remember when the Lord says, "Abide in me, and I in you"?
你有没有记得啊？主说，你要常在我里面，我就常在你里面。
So if you think about it,
所以你如果这样想
if we walk around in the on this earth,
如果你在地球上走来走去
we have this atmosphere,
我们有这个大气层
So, we are in the atmosphere,
我们在大气层以内
But when we inhale the air,
但是当我们呼吸的时候
it's also in us,
也在我们里边
So you see the picture?
所以你看见这图画吗
So the Lord said, "Abide in me."
所以神是主说，
你住
在我里面，我也常在你。
So we'll come back to this.
所以我们还再回到这里。
So you see this river of living water.
所以你看见这个生命的河。
Out of the side of the Lord came forth living water.
从主耶稣的肋旁流出这生命的河。
Now, out of this life,
那从这生命里边
the church was born.
教会成出生了。
We were baptized into one body.
我们被受洗成为一个身体。
It is from his life.
是从他的生命来的。
But not only that.
不仅如此。
We are also to drink of his life.
我们也要饮于他的身体。
And then, what is going to happen?
那然后会发生什么样的事呢？
I will give the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life.
我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
So slowly you'll start to discover what is this for.
你慢慢的你就发现这到底是为什么。
Now, I already mentioned the river of life, or the river of Jordan.Now today, I already said, the River Jordan, you come to the Sea of Galilee.
我刚才也说，如果今天如果你来到加利利海，这个是约旦河流到加利利海。
But then that water then flows into the Dead Sea.
然后呢，水接着又流到死海。
There's no life there.
那边完全没有生命。
It's hopeless.
完全没有希望。
But
但是
interesting enough,
很有趣的是
in the book of Ezekiel,
在以西结书当中
it tells us that one day.Because of the earthquake.
因为地震的缘故
Today, if you go to Jerusalem,
今天如果你去那个耶路撒冷的话
there's no river there.
根本就没有河
And as a matter of fact, Jerusalem is probably one of the cities that have been occupied by the most different groups of people.
事实上，那个耶路撒冷城，其实现在可能就是一个世界上有居住的人种最多的那种地方，不同人种最多的地方。
Well,it's been in control by different groups.
他们因为被很多的被这个历史上，他们都被很多的国家或者地区所占领。
It becomes very difficult to uphold to hold a city that does not have water.
所以事实上很难，就说有一个城市没有水的城市。
Just encircle them, they don't have water to drink, they'll give up.
所以如果你就是围困那个围封锁那个城市的话，那他们城里面没有水，所以他们就会投降了。
对。If you know Babylon, it's not this way.
但你知道巴比伦就是那样。
I won't go into the details, but if you remember, when the Persians took over from Nebuchadnezzar, because they diverted the water source from Babylon, they were able to conquer them.
所以我不说那个细节，但是你们可能会记得圣经里面提到说波斯当初这个占领巴比伦这个部分的时候，就是。
But one day, there's going to be water spring forth from the temple.
就是神水要从圣殿流出来。
According to Ezekiel 47,
在以西结四十七章
that water that comes forth from the temple,
那个水从圣殿里面流出来。
Again, as a result of the earthquake.
因着地震的缘故
and water coming forth from the bottom of the bottom of the city of Jerusalem.
然后耶路撒冷的底下就会有水流出来
It'll become a river.
会变成一个河流
And that river is going to keep on flowing.
这河流会一直的流
And it's going to flow to the Dead Sea.
然后一直流到死海当中
And then that Dead Sea
那时候死海
is going to become alive.
就会成为复活的活水
It's going to be made sweet.
会变成甜水
I've been to the Dead Sea.
我去过死海。
You know the salt content is so high there.
那个盐的浓度非常的高。
You can anyone that doesn't know how to swim will have no problem because they'll just float.
不会游泳的人在那里也不会有问题，他们就会漂在水上。
I actually took a picture of me taking a book and lying down on my back, and I didn't need to do anything. I just lay there on the water.
所以我事实上给自己照了一张照，那就是我自己。在这水面上拿了一本书面，根本不用做什么，就这样躺在水面上。
No fish would survive in that environment.
那个没有任何的鱼会在这样的环境下存活。
But one day,
因为有一天
，that water that comes from the temple,
水从圣殿流出来
，is going to make that water sweet.
会把这个水转化成甜水。
And in Ezekiel 47, you have time, go read it. There will actually be people that will be fishing there, just like they fish in the Sea of Galilee.
所以啊，以西结书四十七章，如果你有时间去念的话，你就发现圣经上说到那个时候，就会有人在那里钓鱼，就像人在加利利海打鱼一样。
So brothers and sisters, what is the work of restoration that God is doing?
所以弟兄姐妹们，神所做的复兴的工作到底是什么呢？
The Lord said, if you drink of the water that I shall give you, from your innermost being shall flow forth rivers of living water.
所以主是说，如果你喝我所赐给你的水，你就会从你的内心当中流出这永恒的流到永生的水。
So what is it that we need to allow to happen?
所以我们要怎么样来让我们生命当中来发生？
Remember we said that God's purpose was the heaven to be on earth.
记得我们刚开始的时候说到，神的目的就是要让 天堂显示在地球上。
So what is the reason why God gave us His own life?
所以神为什么把自己的生命给我们呢？
Today He dwells in us.
今天他住在我们当中。
If we allow Him.
如果我们让他。
Out of our innermost being shall flow rivers of living water.
我们让他的话，就会在我们内心当中流出生命的泉源。
Every place we go that is dead.
我们所去的任何一个已经死了的地方。
Should be able to be made alive.
会成为有生命的。
That is the work that the Lord is doing.
这就是神能做的工作，正在做的工作。
So, any place that we go.
所以我们去的所有的地方。
People that we meet.
我们所遇见的任何人。
They shall touch that river of living water.
他应该要摸到生命的泉源。
In our homes.
到我们家中。
Our family.
我们的家庭,
our husbands, our children.
我们的丈夫,
if we allow the Lord to work in us, that river of living water should flow forth naturally. In situations that are dire or full of death,
所以在那种有很多死亡或者很困难的境况下,
it should come to life. As hopeless as the Dead Sea is, because of that water from the temple, it became alive. So what is our testimony? What is the work that the Lord is doing in us? Is that we ought to bring heaven to earth. What is the body of Christ? When the Lord was here on this earth, John said, we beheld His glory. The Lord was a perfect reflection of what heaven was. Our Lord was a full representation of His Father. Whenever people talk to Him, they touch the river of life. The Lord said, I came that they may have life, and I life abundantly.
主说，我来是要赐生命，是这个更丰盛的生命。
Wherever the Lord went, He brought heaven there.
不管主到哪里，他把天堂带到哪里。
Whatever circumstance he encountered, He brought heaven there.
不管他遇到的境况是怎样，他把天堂带到哪里。
What is our testimony? What is the body of Christ?
基督的生命,
today the Lord is no longer around on this earth. He is seated at the right hand of the Most High. So what is left here on earth? The body of Christ. So what is our testimony? What is it that the Lord is doing in us? Is that when people come into our midst, they will say, this place is different.
他们就看你说,
this place is just like heaven. When people come to our homes,
当人来到我们的家中,
this family is so normal.
这家庭真是不一样哎,
they talk so sweetly to each other.
他们彼此这样的甜蜜说话,
there is such love in that home.
在那家中有如此的爱,
that reminds you of heaven.
就会让你想到天堂。
So what is the body of Christ?
所以基督的身体是什么呢?
The body of Christ is to continue what the Lord has started.
那基督的身体就是来继续延续神已经开始的工作。
That whenever people touch us,
不管别人怎么样来到我们的时候,
they will see heaven.
他们会看见天堂。
Heaven doesn't have to wait for that day. Heaven can start today.
天堂可以今天就开始。
So this is true for our life individually.
所以这是对我们每一个的人的生命来说是这样。
But also our life corporately.
对我们群体的生命、集体的生命来说也是这样。
For ourselves at home.
对于我们在家中的生活来说是这样。
In our place at work.
在我们工作的地方是这样。
People we encounter.
我们遇见的人是这样。
They should say, wow, there's something different about this person.
他们都应该说，啊，这个人不同寻常。
What they should touch is that river of life.
他们应该摸到那生命的水。
But that's not just individual.
但是不仅仅是关于个人的。
But corporate.
也是关于我们的集体的。
So what did the Lord say? That they may love one another.
所以神说的是什么？就是他们要彼此相爱。
So that they know you have sent me.
然后他们就知道是你，啊，派差遣我。
Is this what the world sees today in the church?
所以这是不是今天这个世界看在教会当中看见的情况呢
？Do they see heaven on earth?
他们有没有看见天堂在地上呢
？Or do they see strife?
或者他们看见争议
？Or do they see division?
我们他们看见分裂。
But the wonderful thing is this.
但是这最美好美妙的事情是这样。
The Lord said, "Upon this rock, I will build my church."
主说，在这磐石上，我要建造。
The Lord has made every provision for this to be a reality for us personally and corporately.
神已经为我们丰丰满满的预备了一切，使我们个人的生命以及这团体的生命都能够成为这样的样式。
But that was just the start.
但这只是一个开始。
The church was born.
教会出生了。
On the day of Pentecost.
在五旬节的那一天。
But this life has to grow up.
但是这生命必须要成长。
So if you think about the end picture,
所以你想想这节幕后的图画。
There will be a wonderful marriage feast of the Lamb.
就会有羔羊那个美好的婚宴。
And the angel presents the bride in all her glory.
当那个天使会来把新郎完全的荣耀显示出来。
This bride was a mature woman.
那个心腹是一个成熟的女人。
So I have a five-year-old daughter, almost five.
我有一个快五岁的女孩。
She's a very happy girl.
非常的高兴。
But she needs to grow up.
但她需要长大。
Noah would marry her to the condition she's now.
我到她现在那样是没人会愿意跟她结婚。
All she does is play every day.
她做的就是成天玩。
She sleeps until she wants to wake up, she'll wake up.
睡觉一直睡到自己想起来的时候就起来。
She says, I'm hungry, she demands food now, you have to give her food now.
她要说饿了，她就说我现在就要吃啊，你就得马上给她吃。
So she's very immature.
所以她就是不成熟。
But that's fine.
现在没关系。
She's just a little girl.
因为她现在只是个小女孩。
Now, if she acted the way she did now when she's 25, then we really failed as parents. No one will ever marry her. Or if whoever marries her will have a miserable life. But then, so she needs to grow up. Before she just played and played and played.
本来她就是玩儿玩儿玩儿。
But then she starts to go to school.
然后她开始去读书。
She has to now befriend others that are her age.
然后她去跟她同年龄的人交朋友。
She has to learn math. She has to learn English. Writing.
写作啦。
So she has to learn things.
所以她要学这样的东西。
Then she has to learn how to share.
然后她要学怎么样分享。
She has to grow up.
她需要长大。
After she goes to school.
等她读完书。
She will enter into society.
会进入社会。
Hopefully, as she grows up, we instill some discipline in her life.
所以盼望说，等她长大以后，她还能够自己有一些自律。
So, there may be character built in her life.
能够有性格的塑造。
So that she may be diligent.
She may be studious.
She may be caring for others.
然后关怀他人。
And then one day,
然后有一天
she enters into society.
她进入社会。
She learns a little bit more on how to interact with others.
她更多的学习怎么样跟别人交通。
And then maybe she'll be ready.
然后可能她就准备好了。
To meet her Prince Charming.
对我来说，她就是那个 很有魅力的公主。
But she needs to grow up.
但她需要长大。
It's the same thing with the church.
这教会也是同样的情况。
And our spiritual life is the same way.
我们的属灵的生命也是这样。
We need to grow up.
我们需要长大。
So what did the Lord say?
所以神在说什么呢？
In John chapter 15.
在约翰福音十五章。
Verse 16.
十六节。
You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you would go and bear fruit, and that your fruit would remain, so that whatever, and that your fruit would remain.
不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存。
So this life needs to bear fruit.
所以这个生命需要结果子。
And not only just bear fruit.
不仅仅结果子。
But that fruit needs to remain.
而且那果子要长存。
So there are two types of fruits, right?
所以有两种果子。
If you think about, you know, orange or an apple or a strawberry.
所以如果你想想这个苹果啦，这个橘子啦，或者草莓啦。
You need to eat that fruit in time, otherwise it will rot, right?
你需要及时的吃，要不然就腐烂了。
But there's this other type of fruit.
可是也有另外的一个那个。放在框里的家里之类的。
Much harder to break, right?
所以那就要打开就非常的难。
So the Lord says,
所以神说
I appointed you that you would go and bear fruit, and that your fruit will remain.
所以神主在这里说，我分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存。
So it's not just something that comes and goes.
所以不是那些来了一下就没了的东西。
It's something that stays and persists.
而是能够存在那里持续的东西。
So what is this fruit?
这是什么果子呢？
So we'll read some examples.
我们来念一些例子。
Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书五章。
I'm sure you're all very familiar. Some of you even know how to sing the song.
我想你们都很熟悉，你们都很熟悉，可能有些人还会唱这个歌。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.Against such things there is no law.
所以加拉太书五章二十二节，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
So this life should be able to produce some fruit.
所以这生命是要结果子的。
And these fruits are love, joy, peace, etc., etc.
这些果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平等等等等。
So what is the work that the Lord is doing?
所以神主所做的工作是什么呢？
Just like I talked about my daughter.
像我说了关于我女儿的事情。
Today she may be patient with her brother for 10 minutes.
今天她也许跟她的弟弟能够这个有耐心十分钟的耐心。
But if he like pushes the right buttons enough times, she'll snap.
但如果说这个小男孩弟弟跟他就说。闹一闹，那可能触到他这个特别容易发火的地方的话，那可能他就会发火了。
So her patience was there, but only temporary.
所以他的耐心虽然是在那里，但是很短暂。
It came and left.
然后可以有耐心有一会儿，然后但一会儿又消失了。
It's the same thing with us.
对我们来说也是一样的情况。
So when we have the life of Christ.
所以当我们有基督的生命。
All the potential is there.
我们有很许多的潜质都在那里。
So we have the patience of Christ.
我们有基督的忍耐。
Peace of Christ.
有基督的和平。
Joy of Christ.
有基督的喜乐。
But oftentimes that comes and goes.
常常这个来了又去了。
If a brother or sister, you know, irritates you once, you're all okay.
如果有个弟兄姐妹来惹了你一下下，你说
Twice, three times,
三次。
And then, remember Peter went to the Lord and said, how many times should my brother sin against me and forgive him?
你记得有一次啊，彼得来到主面前说啊，我的弟兄得罪我多少次，我应该原谅他多少次呢？
Seven times is pretty good, right?
七次已经挺不错了。
The Lord said no, 70 times 70.
是主说不是，是要七十个七次。
It's once every 2 minutes.
所以那就是每两分钟就得要原谅一次。
So you see that?
所以你看。
We may have the patience of Christ and the kindness of Christ.
们可能有基督的耐心，有基督的良善。
But it comes and goes.
只是它来了又去了。
The work that the Lord is doing.
神所做的工。
Is that that nature of Christ, or the patience of Christ, can become a character in our life?
是要让那个基督的那种素质，那个基督的人能够成为我们生命性格当中的。
So you don't just say so and so.Has patience.
你不仅仅说某某某有耐心。
But you say so and so is a patient person.
你是说某某某是一个耐心的人。
That fruit remains.
那个果子长存。
Doesn't go away.
不离开。
So, but how is this work going to be done?
所以这工作怎么做呢？
Or in other words,
也就是说，
what is the secret for this change in our life to occur?
这生命完全改变的秘诀在哪儿呢？
So we come back to Matthew 16.
所以我们再回到马太福音十六章。
And our brother already said this yesterday.
昨天我们今天已经说过。
The only way.
唯一的办法。
That our life can bear fruit.
我们生命能够结果子的办法。
And fruit can remain.
就果子能够长存的办法。
Is through the work of the cross.
就是经过十字架的工作。
That is the only way.
那是唯一的办法。
So another way to look at it.
那从另一个方面来看。
Remember in Genesis we saw a bunch of, they talked about there was gold and bdellium and onyx there?
记得在那个创世纪我们说到那边有金子、珍珠、玛瑙。
So there it spoke of three different components.
那边说到三种不同的
材料。
Yeah. But what do we see in the book of Revelation?
但是我们在启示录里面看见的是什么呢？
What is it the picture we see of the New Jerusalem?
所以我们所看见的是什么耶路撒冷的形象。
And the bride.
和那个新妇。
The whole material of that, of the city, is made up of gold, precious stones, and pearls.
这城所有的材料都是金子、金晶、宝石和珍珠。
Now, how are these formed?
这些是怎么样形成的呢？
Now, if you think about the pearl.
所以如果你想想珍珠的话。
Is it the clam that produces pearl? Is it clam?
那个贝壳。
Yeah, so what happens is something that a foreign object comes in contact with the clam.
所以这珍珠形成的过程是这样的，有一个异物跑到这个珍珠贝壳里边。
Instead of pushing this item out,
这个它不把这个异物排出去。
The clam actually secretes something to encircle that foreign object.
这个蚌呢就分泌出一些特殊的东西来包住这个异物。
So there is a bearing with that foreign object.
就是那个衣物有一层包裹的东西来分别到他的身体上。
So it keeps the clam keeps on giving and giving and bearing and bearing and bearing.
所以这蚌就不断的分泌这个物质，就不断的分泌，然后也把这个跟自己的肉身分开。
So it It's a life of giving, right?
然后就是一个不断给出去的这个生命。
It's a life of bearing with something that shouldn't be there.
那就是那个忍受不应该在那里的一个义务的那种生命。
So sometimes the Lord may put something in our lives.
所以有的时候主会把一些的事、人、事物放在我们的生命当中。
Paul calls it the thorn of his side.
神把他保罗把他叫做他身体上的一个刺。
Maybe it's our lovely boss.
有时候可能是我们那个很可爱的这个上司。
Maybe it's our spouse.
有时候可能是我们的配偶。
Maybe it's our children.
可能是我们的孩子。
Instead of kicking against the goal,
不把这个刺给踢出去。
But we bear with it.
但是我们忍受它。
And then we allow the life of Christ to kind of encircle us.
然后我们让神的生命来包裹它。
And then it becomes a pearl.
然后它就成为了一颗珍珠。
And how about the precious stone?
那个宝石是怎样形成的呢？
Now, You read in about New Jerusalem, and there you find transparent gold.
所以你如果念在那里面是经节的时候，你看见那些透明的金晶。
In the world we live today, that's not possible, physically possible.
我们今天所居住的这世界上，这是物质是物理上来说不可能。
But we have something very similar.
但是我们有很相近的东西。
If you think about the diamond.
如果你想想那个钻石。
And how it's formed.
钻石是怎么样的
？Diamond is nothing but carbon.
钻石不过是碳而已。
But if you think about carbon and its basic formats,
但是你如果想想就是碳最基本的那个样式
you'll think about the pencil we use, right?
你会想到我们写字的
the pencil,
铅笔的那个芯就是碳
And the reason we can write,
所以我们之所以可以写
because it's very brittle,
是因为它比较脆弱
it breaks off very easily.
它很容易的就给那个分解了
I don't know if people still use pencils today, but when I was little, we used pencils.
we
need a pencil sharpener. We sharpen our pencils almost every day. Because it was the most brittle thing. And it always left a trace of its little bits, and that's how you write. But if you put the same carbon, and you apply high pressure, and you add high temperature, then what you'll get is the diamond. Before it was brittle, it was dark, opaque, nobody will pay a lot of money to buy that, right? But today you hear a diamond is forever. You have to spend 2 months' salary to buy a diamond. Worth a lot of money. But it's the same thing. But it's something that has gone through high temperature and high pressure. So it's imaginable that if you take gold and you do the same thing, that's how you get the transparent gold. Same process. But do you see in the book of Revelation, the whole city is made up of pearls and precious stones.
所以你看见在启示录当中说，这整个的城都是由透明的金晶和珍珠做成的。
And you know the 12 foundation stones are the 12 apostles.
所以这十二个宝石的根基就是这十二个门徒。
Think about it. That includes Peter.
想想看，它包括彼得哦。
So we all have hope, right?
我们都有希望。
So one day we can all become.
所以有一天我们都会成为宝石。
So the Lord puts us in an environment.
所以神把我们放在一个环境当
中。Whether it's with a certain person we work with.
不管是我们跟某一个人一起工作。
Difficult brothers and sisters.
一个很不好相处的弟兄姐妹。
Difficult family.
或者是一个很难的家庭。
The end goal is a wonderful goal.
终极的目的是一个美好的目的。
And the Lord and our brother said.The gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
像我们弟兄所说的，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
So if you read in the book of Revelation,
所以你们念到启示录，
there's a big contrast.
有一个很大的对照。
You find the bride.
你看见这心腹。
You find that the whole city of Jerusalem, New Jerusalem, is made of those materials.
你看见那新圣城耶路撒冷是由这样的材料造成的。
But you will find another woman in the book of.In chapter 17, you'll find that there's a description of a harlot. And she speaks of religious counterfeit.
那这个淫妇指的是那些有宗教的假冒。
If you read carefully,
如果你仔细念的话，
it said that she is adorned with gold, with pearls and precious stones.
所以你看见仔细念的话你看见这当中也是说它是有用着金子和珍珠和宝石做装饰
But it's only, she's only adorned with that.
但它只是用这些做装饰
She's not made with that.
它不是由那些造成的
So that's the counterfeit.
这就是假冒的那部分
That is What is not of Christ?
所以那不是基督而来的。
It is pretentious.
那是假的。
So just like our brother mentioned yesterday.
所以就像我们弟兄昨天提到。
You go to Westminster Abbey.
你去那个英国的大教堂。
Where is the river of life?
生命的河在哪里呢？
You actually find death.
你是看见死亡在哪里？
Outwardly, it appears glorious.
从外表看上来金碧辉煌。
But in the sight of God, it's not.
但是其中没有神。
In the sight of God, she's actually considered a harlot.
正是在神的眼中就是淫妇。
Because she interacted with the world and with the religious world.
因为他与这世界相交，与这宗教的世界相交。
So what is the true church?
所以是真正的教会是什么呢？
The true church is when the life of Christ is formed in each one of us.
真正的教会是当神的生命在我们每一个人的生命中形成的时候。
But it's the way of the it's through the way of the cross.
但这是只有通过十字架。
What is the opposite of the fruit of the Spirit.
和圣灵的果子相反的内容是什么？
Actually, in the same Galatians chapter 5,
其实在加拉太书第五章同样的地方，
Paul tells us the deeds of the flesh are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, pride, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissension, faction, etc. etc.
保罗说到，情欲的事就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、争竞、记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类。
Brothers and sisters, if we see division in the church,
弟兄姐妹们，当我们看见教会有分裂，
it is because we have not allowed the work of the cross in our lives.
那是因为我们没有让十字架的工作做在我们身上。
Out of our flesh,
在我们肉身。
All that can be produced is immorality, impurity, sensuality, etc., etc., etc.
所能出来的只有纷争啊，嫉恨啊，不，就是说啊，不这些不好的东西。
So our time is almost up.
我们的时间快要到了。
But if you you know how we usually go to bridal or wedding showers.
你知道我们常常去那些这个婚前的新娘或者新郎的那种婚前的小聚会。
And how we encourage the sisters.
我们会来鼓励这个姐妹。
And saying in Proverbs 31 verse 30 says, "Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised."
所以在那个就是那个诗篇里面，就是箴言当中三十一章里面说到说这个艳丽是虚假的，美貌是暂时的，但是神的美德是永远的。
And interesting enough,
很有趣的是，
there's another verse in Proverbs chapter 14.
但是另外有一个章节是在箴言的十四章。
And verse 1.
第一节。
It says, "The wise woman builds her house, but the foolish woman destroys the house of her two hands."
智慧的妇人建造家室，愚昧的妇人亲手拆毁。
So here again we see the picture of the husband and the wife.
所以我们再一次看见这个丈夫和妻子的图画。
If we are as his bride, we submit to our Lord.
所以我们是，如果我们是他的妻妇，然后愿意顺服主。
And we are that wise woman.
我们是那智慧的妇人。
That house will be built.
那这房就会被建造。
But we must acknowledge him and allow him to be our head.
但我们必须要承认他，让他成为我们的头和元首。
But you see that if we do not do that,
但是你看，如果我们不这样做的话，
we will destroy the house.
我们就会拆毁的房屋。
This is of course true in the family.
这当然对一个家庭来说是这样。
How often you see that?
你会经常你看见这样的情况呢？
The Lord has ordained a certain order in the family.
神在一个家庭中有安下一个特别的秩序。
And that's why you have a wonderful chapter, Proverbs 31, of the virtuous woman.
所以你看见有在箴言书三十一章当中有一个美好的一章节说 美德的妇人。
But when you see that when that order is reversed, there is destruction.
但是当你看见如果那个秩序被破坏的时候，就有毁坏。
So anyway, I just wanted this morning to use the picture of Ephesians chapter 5.
总之，我今天早晨就是想要用这个以弗所书。第五章的那个图画
to share with you that in the heart of God
来跟你分享在神的心中
He has a special plan
他有一个特别的计划
He said it is not good for my son to be alone
他说我的儿子独居不好
I want to create a helpmate for him
我要为他造一个配偶帮助他
Someone that at the end the Lord can say this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh
那个人在就幕后的时候他可以说这是我骨中的骨肉中的肉
Someone that can reflect who he is
那个可以来彰显他是怎样的样式的人
Someone that can reflect what heaven is
那人可以彰显天国的样式
Someone that can bring heaven onto earth even today
那个人可以从天上把天堂降到人间
So the Lord is doing a tremendous work
所以神在做一个极大的工作
For us individually
对我们个人来说是这样
And ourselves corporately
对我们团体来说更是这样
What do we want to hold on to?
我们要抓住怎么样的情况
Don't we want to be a part of the marriage feast of the Lamb?
我们不是要想要成为羔羊婚宴的一部分吗
Don't we want the Lord to be able to create pearls and precious stones out of our lives?
我们不是要神在我们的生命中做成珍珠和宝石吗
Or are we just content with tradition?
或者我们只是满足于传统的样式
Just being some good Christian.
只是满足于说我是个好基督徒
Only Christian in name.
只是名义上的基督徒
Only adorned with gold, precious stones, and pearls.
只是用金子、珍珠和宝石来做装饰而已
Or do we want to allow the Lord to do a wonderful work?
还是说你真正的要神在我们生命中做美好的工作呢
That the Lord may accomplish it for us.
让神能够成就他的目的和旨意
That one day the Lord can have his bride.
有一天神能够有主能够有他的心腹
And just like Adam, he can say, now this is now, this is the bone of my bone, the flesh of my flesh.
就像亚当就像亚当那样他可以终于说这是我骨中的骨肉中的肉所以我们大家一起来学术祷告
Lord, we do thank you for this word that you have for us
主啊我们实在是感谢你给我们这些话语
Lord, we pray that the Holy Spirit will keep that which is useful Lord, and remove that which is from man
主啊真是求你帮助让圣灵帮助我们能够存留那些有用的而去除那些没有用的
Lord, we ask for spirit of wisdom and revelation
主啊我们再一次的求你智慧和启示的灵
Lord, do a work in our lives
在我们的生命中做工
that you may really receive for yourself a church in all the glory
你真正能够有一个完全彰显你荣耀的教会
Lord, thank you for this time in Jesus' precious name
感谢你这段时间，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
Amen.